periodically, we are joined by business owners. I like to interview entrepreneurs, people who started their own business. Last week, we had somebody on from distillery, right, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
Yep, Smoky Quartz Distillery up in Seabrook, New Hampshire.
Which was terrific, right?
Excellent.
The guy came in, does a nice job. He was wonderful. And if you are a business owner, particularly if you started your own company, I'd love to talk to you. I'd like to have you in the studio and come on the show and talk to us about the trials and tribulations of being a business owner. It's not easy. If you've always been an employee and never an employer, trust me, it's a challenge. But they're fascinating people to talk to. And we were contacted by Captain Brad White from New England Burials at Sea. He joins us today to talk about his business, New England Burials at Sea, because I saw this come in, Captain, and I said, that's how I want to check out. I've always wanted to be buried at sea.
Well, check out is a key word in the business of burials at sea,
yes,
really.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Barry and Chuck and Tucker, for having me aboard. And a shout-out to my sister Cynthia, who listens to your show religiously. And she said, Barry said this, and he's got a call out for people to come in and talk about trials and tribulations of their business. So here we are, New England Burials at Sea.
How long have you been in business?
We started 11 years ago from Boston. I went to school here and also in New York. My degree's in management. I worked with the Sharper Image Company for many years, brought the company public back in 1986, and decided that, you know, corporate America, boardrooms, going public, all that stuff is fun, great, you learn a lot, but, you know, I really wanted the ocean to be my office.
Okay.
So back in 2005, I bought a nice boat, got my captain's license. Pretty hard to get a captain's license nowadays.
Is it?
You have to have about 900 days at sea to take over six passengers out.
Is that right?
And you have to...
Unless it's a private vessel, right? I can take my boat out with a bunch of kids on it. And
you
stuff.
Can take your boat out, but if you take your boat out for hire, is defined as if you're paid in compensation money or bait or fuel or ice or cold drinks, that's compensation. The Coast Guard must you have to have a Coast Guard license.
Okay.
So we have a U.S. Coast Guard license. We're properly insured, which is very important. And somebody said to me, hey, when I bought my boat on a tuna charter one day, can you spread my uncle's cremated remains?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure, because years ago my family was White Brothers Milk, which turned into Hendry's Ice Cream here in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And my great-great-uncle Len would say, if the horses are not working in the afternoon, the Clydesdale horses that used to pull the carts to everybody's home, let's get in the funeral business. So the M.C. Kelly Funeral Home was born in Boston, which became Gormley Funeral Home, which still lives and breathes today.
Yep.
And I had an interest, but it was too sad for me.
Yep.
So I decided when I had my career in corporate America and wanted to make the ocean my office, I said sure to that passenger. One became 20, became 200, became a real business. So we operate now from Maine to Miami and San Diego to Seattle.
Hmm.
We have 160 different names, like California Burials at Sea, New York Burials at Sea, but the mothership is New England Burials at Sea, with 84 different vessels modeled after Zipcar. So we buy what we need. We don't have to own the boat. We run the event. And what's mission critical for us is that we can operate with most families being able to board one of our vessels within an hour of their home port.
Hmm.
So we depart out of 60 ports, and of course we're thickly populated here in New England, but we specialize in scattering of cremated remains, full-body burials, airplane scattering.
Stop there, because I was reading that in your brochure, full-body burials. I just assumed that I would be cremated, and then I want to be – can you take me to Plum Gut? You know where that is, right?
I sure do, out of Plum – from Plum Island.
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island and Plum Gut.
Yeah.
We have to go on the north shore – south shore, I'm sorry, out of Freeport, Captree, or Montauk.
Can you take me out of Connecticut?
Out of Old Saybrook, New London – Groton.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I thought it was ashes only, but you could throw my whole body out there?
Well, we gently deploy it, Barry. We don't throw anything.
You just throw it out. I'll be dead. I don't mind.
Well, what happened about 5 or 6 years ago, and we're not in the business to say no.
Mm-hmm.
We kept getting requests for, I'd like a full-body burial at sea because, one, I don't want to be embalmed. Two, I don't want to be in the ground. Three, I don't believe in fire and cremation.
Okay.
And we kept saying no.
Right.
So I went to the Boston Public Library, studied what happened back to the War of 1812, and what they did back then is what we do today, but we've gussied it up with some of our Sharper Image white glove customer service, and we developed a burial shroud, which I'll show you.
Okay. All right. We're seeing this. You folks can't see it, but it's a – It looks like a coffin.
Well, they can if they visit newenglandburialsatsea.com.
Right.
This is made of a cotton canvas duck that's totally biodegradable,
okay.
Made and stitched for us by a Navy veteran sailor on the South Shore, mm-hmm. and they come in several colors. And you can, if Mom liked to play tennis, we can put pallbearer straps of tennis rackets, or if Dad liked to fish, we have sailfish. And when the beauty of this is that when this goes overboard, weighted by cannonballs made by the same factory that makes them for Old Ironsides,
no
which,
kidding.
Which is the oldest commissioned warship on the planet. So everything we do is authentic.
How many cannonballs?
We use four cannonballs.
One in each corner?
Nope. Four that are 37.5 pounds. They go in the bottom. I have the family do that because I really believe in participation because mm-hmm. that gives for a better event. They sign the cannonballs. We now even have video technology that goes in the shroud because people want to see what Dad sees on the way down. So we have a camera on the shroud, goes to the bottom of the ocean, 600 feet down. We pull the camera back up on a fishing rod line and can plug it into the computer. And it's pretty
unbelievable.
That's an option.
I'm sold.
So
sold.
Anyway,
I even know where I want to go.
But the beauty of this is that it's serious.
Yeah.
And people say to us all the time, I don't know you can do this, how to do it, or where to do it.
Well, how would somebody know, right, Tucker? Like when we saw this, Tucker and I were going through the material, and Tucker doesn't worry about it, but I'm getting old. You know, I have to make these arrangements. You know?
Well, we find that the average caller to us is a female from 45 to 95 years of age. We have a 95-year-older going out of New York next week with us. And
full body, or is that
she's going to be for an ash gathering.
Okay.
And we find that the folks that call us have an incredible love for the ocean, a gravitational pull back to New England or the Chesapeake or Florida, because if you grew up in Boston, your career was here, and you decide to go out and retire in Tucson, mm-hmm. you always come home to die.
Sure.
So we get these phone calls 6 months, 8 months ahead of time, and people make their plans. We book every single day in the summer. People are calling us now for 2017. And you know something? A lot of people have Dad or Mom on the shelf.
Yep.
For a year,
mm-hmm.
and then they put them behind the golf bag or the tennis racket in the sports closet,
mm-hmm.
and they feel bad because 5 years later they haven't done anything.
Right.
So we started belatedburialsatsea.com so they wouldn't feel bad.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to cut you off there because we have more questions. If you have questions, our text number is 680-680. If you'd like to learn more about burials at sea, this is how I plan to what's the right word to use?
Scattered at sea or full body burial?
Think I'm going to go for the full body thing with the cannonballs. I like that.
And the cannon fire.
In the cannon fire?
We fire cannons, and we'll talk about this eight-star.
Now you're talking.
Eight-star flag.
I can't wait. This is exciting stuff. 680-680 is our text number. If you want to learn more, text us your questions. We'll ask them of Captain Brad White from New England Burials at Sea. Our text number is 680-680. You're listening to The Financial Exchange from the InsureMatch.com studios.
While you're at work,
we're working for you.
Keeping you up to date on all the latest market trends. It's The Financial Exchange on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
Our text number is 680-680. We're joined by Captain Brad White from New England Burials at Sea. And before we go back to the captain, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. The famous lead singer of Queen was Freddie Mercury. What country was Freddie Mercury born in? Tough question again. 680-680 is our text number. What country was Freddie Mercury born in? If you know the answer, just text us. Be the first listener to text us at 680-680, and you will win a prize. Had a number of people, Captain, that have texted in, and they want to know if you will do pet burials at sea.
Absolutely. You know, the best way to a human's heart is through their pet.
Yeah.
We took out a very famous actress out of Plymouth, and she asked, can we mix my uncle and aunt together and my two German shepherds? I said, sure.
Yeah.
And the light bulb went off. Then I went to VCA Animal Hospitals, and we became their provider of choice for scatterings at sea. It's only $95 for a pet. Gets the same dignity and quality as a human would.
Yep.
We photo document everything. The family can come out if they like, and that's a different program, a little bit more money because mm-hmm. we use a different vessel. But I'm a huge pet lover, and it's pretty special when you do a pet because
I'll bet.
You know what happens when we scatter, when we go out.
I did my pet. It scattered her ashes in. We live on a horse farm,
okay,
and so it was in the paddock where she used to run all the time.
Yep.
So she's still there. You know.
So what happens, we go out, we gather the family on the vessel, we give a safety brief, we travel 3 miles out to sea, which is the requirement by the U.S. Coast Guard and the EPA, and we have a nice sea tribute that can include readings and some music, and then the family takes turns scattering the cremated remains of their human loved one or their pet or together. A couple of days ago in Miami, and we did a mom and a dad and 4 Yorkies.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people can you fit on a boat to actually go out for these burials?
That's a good question. The Coast Guard regulates the boat size of 1 to 6 passengers. That's called a six-pack, or more than 6 passengers, of which you have to have a master's license, which I have. And our boat sizes can take anywhere up to 400 passengers. We've had events with 300, 400 people, but the average is 20 to 25 people.
Open bar?
Open bar if you choose that option, if the boat
has
a liquor license.
That's what I'm going for. Yeah.
And,
I want it to be a party.
Well, most people celebrate, and if the boat doesn't have a license, it's BYOB, and we do have catering available. We help folks with their travel arrangements with hotels and door-to-shore livery service, and one call really does it all. Mm-hmm. When we're on the vessel, we go out. Family takes the turn scattering the cremated remains, and then they do a flower petal feel, which is beautiful. We then fire off the ship's cannon in their honor, and then we raise this Bergey flag, which obviously a listener can't see, but it's called the 8-bell end of watch flag because there are 4 watches on a boat in the Navy. The last watch during the day is the 8-bell end of watch. So because Dad has left our deck of life, we hang this Bergey flag. We ring a Plymouth Plantation schoolhouse bell 8 times, and then we give this flag to the family upon disembarkation. And then we circle the area, fire off the ship's cannon.
You have a cannon?
We have a cannon, and then many people toast, and then many people might throw seashells in with messages on them, or Dad loved Oreos, everybody throws an Oreo, or
can
Mom.
Can you get bagpipes? I've got somebody who wants bagpipes.
We have some incredible bagpipers. Our fellow David out of Plymouth, bagpipes, he and his brother bagpipe for the Queen of England, and then George up in New Hampshire and Maine bagpipes for the Bushes. And these guys are amazingly talented. They have like 1,200 tunes in their head, and I just say hit it, and they go on, and they do a great job.
Now, a couple listeners want to know if you can do lakes. I'm guessing the answer is no.
Well, the answer is correct. It's no, but let me give you kind of two answers to that. We only can do 3 miles east of the line of demarcation on each coast. We cannot do rivers, lakes, and streams. Oh. The reason for that is because cremated remains contain 52% phosphate. Phosphate is like when you put whisk in your laundry, and that creates red tide, which creates algae bloom, which chokes out rivers, lakes, and streams.
Okay.
However, 2 years ago with Babson College, I'm proud to say that we developed a product called the Ocean Urn that will allow you to leave the planet with fewer footprints than you came, zero phosphate emissions, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We're working on that right now. We're going to make that in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a great retail price of just $99.
Yep.
And it's going to be branded so that it's like Coco Chanel or camouflage or whatever you really want. Mm-hmm. So the other thing I want to tell you about scattering at sea, you don't need to have an urn. Mm-hmm. But Catholics like to have an urn. They like to have all the cremated remains together. So we have the ocean-friendly urns if necessary or if wanted. The other thing we do is – this is just a small size. I can carry it around. Mm-hmm. We have these underwater reefs called the Great Burial Reef. These are 600 pounds. They can withstand a Force 4 hurricane. And we're working on the approvals now with the state of Massachusetts Fisheries to deploy these south of Harwich Port and Yarmouth Port to create structure. Reefs create structure, fish-like structure. So what happens is the top unscrews. Mm-hmm. The care chamber is there. Mom and Dad's cremated remains go inside. We deploy this, and in 3 short months, this becomes a living reef with a kelp and mollusks and all the types of things that grow on it.
So we live forever.
You live forever. And
cost.
You can also visit Grandpa's Reef by scuba diving by fishing at it.
Let's talk, because we're getting a number of questions in regarding cost of this service.
Okay, so it's very reasonable. We're traditionally about one-third the price of a traditional funeral service. And do you know how many people die a year, by the way?
No.
3.3 million. About 56,000 people die in Massachusetts per year. Yeah. There's 24,000 funeral homes in America. We're not a funeral home. We work with a number of them. We train them and with a sea burial certification process.
But this is less expensive.
Less expensive than a traditional. So for an unattended, which means we do everything we just described and we photo document it, it's only $495. For your 6-passenger question, Chuck, it's $1,550. Mm-hmm. And the average is anywhere from $2,200 to $3,200, depending upon the fit and finish of the vessel. We've got a beautiful presidential-style yacht in Boston. Of course, that's more money. We have one of those. We actually use the Honey Fitz down in Palm Beach now, and that's had 5 presidents that use it. So we have different types of vessels. For a full-body burial is a little bit different. because we have to go to 600 feet, which is 45 miles offshore in Massachusetts.
How do people get in touch with you? Because I know what's happening here. People are listening, and they're saying, hey, I want to do this. How do we make arrangements?
Well, we have a really good free information kit and a DVD that's available. We have a very robust website. It's newenglandburialsatsea.com.
Okay.
Our toll-free number anywhere in the country is 877-897-7700. That's 877-897-7700. And the email is oceanburial@aol.com. And what happens is we send the information out. We send links so people can see what the other events look like.
Yep.
And the full body burial cost question, more money than a cremation because we have to go – it's fuel burn going offshore.
Right.
Those prices start at about $7,950, but you could take 50 friends, 80 friends that have good sea legs.
Right, right. That's the way I'm checking out. I appreciate your joining us, Captain.
Thank you.
Captain Brad White from New England Burials at Sea.com if you want to learn more about those programs.